Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line is Steve Roberts, political analyst, to look at what's going on in Washington. Where, Steve, the talk around the country is inflation, but it seems like, you know, time and time the president trying to deflect attention away from that, not really mentioning inflation at all when talking economics.
Well, that's partly because he doesn't have many tools at his disposal to really deal with it. I mean, in fact, monetary policy is generally the province of the Federal Reserve Bank. The president has very few tools here. You know, he tried to, one of his very few weapons was to release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to try to ease some of the pressure on oil supplies, but that sort of didn't really have much of an effect at all. And there isn't much else he can do. And so he's caught in this bind where the negatives right now are very tangible. People can see the inflation every day. And you add on top of that the Omicron variant of COVID, which I think hit people right in the stomach. I think it was just a gut punch. It wasn't just the 900 points drop in the stock market last Friday. It was people saying, wait, you know, Hanukkah's starting this week. Christmas is coming. I want to go out and see my friends. I want to be normal. And the reaction, I think, in Buffalo and everywhere else was, are you kidding me? Really? Just as the holiday season is beginning, we got to deal with this again. So all of the negatives are tangible. The positives to say, well, we passed this big infrastructure bill, which 3 years from now is going to make your commuting easier. I mean, people have no direct sense of the benefits of the achievements of the administration. All they see in their daily lives are the negatives, and that's why Biden's numbers are so poor. I checked this morning. His favorable rating, if you average all the polls, is about 42%. His negatives are 53%. He's underwater by 11 points, but that's one of the key explanations. The benefits are intangible. The negatives are there in front of everybody every day.
You know, we saw stocks sink on Friday. The economy we know is fragile. When Biden speaks to the nation today on this new variant, I mean, he has to tread carefully, right? Because there's a lot that we don't know about this.
Well, that's true. You know, we there are scare stories. You know, as you point out, the stock market really got spooked on Friday. Then all the stories over the weekend about shutting down travel from Africa, and you get a sense of people saying, oh my goodness, are we back to square one? Is everything we sacrificed, everything we suffered through, are we now going to be back into some kind of lockdown? And just as the holiday season is approaching now, as you point out, there is a lot we do not know about this variant. We've got to be very careful here. Maybe the stock market did overreact. Maybe the scientists will discover that vaccinations are still pretty effective against this variant. But right now, people are really in a very uncertain and very unhappy mood.
I might want to challenge that. You know, I was traveling around the holiday weekend, and I was down in New Orleans for most of the past, week or so. And I didn't hear anybody mention anything about the new variant. I don't think it came up once with, you know, all the people I talked to. I come back here to home. The first time I've even said the word was today on the radio because I had to, because the president's going to make an announcement later in the day. I mean, it doesn't seem to be on anyone's mind that I've spoken with. It seems to be on the tip of the tongue of the media. It's the most scary sounding name I think you could ever put on a COVID variant. And I think what is on everybody's mind is just this, not so much fear of the virus, but a fear of another round of restrictions. I mean, we've been told, right, for the last 2 years to expect a virus to change and mutate and that there's going to be new variants.
Well, I get your point, but I think that it's really just seeping in. I mean, it wasn't really till Friday that people even knew what Omicron was. And it wasn't until the stock market plunged on Friday that people really paid attention to it. Let's see what happens. I don't want to get out ahead of this, but my sense of it is, if you look at the numbers, you know, try to answer the question, why are Biden's numbers still so tenaciously negative? I think this is part of a larger pattern. I don't think any of these factors, inflation, the virus, and other factors are in isolation. I think they combine with each other. Sure, I had a good time over Thanksgiving. I enjoyed seeing my family. My grandson's football team won the D.C. City Championship on Saturday. Our family was very happy over the weekend. But if you look at this sense of what does the future hold, and are we past the worst of this, or are we going to go back into another round of during this long, cold winter, in Buffalo and everywhere else, where we're going to be shut in our houses again, we're not going to be able to see people. I think there's an apprehension out there, and hopefully I don't say this from a political point of view. I just say this in terms of the welfare of everybody listening to us. Hopefully, the variant is not as damaging as it might be, and that it shows. And the key here is: are the vaccinations effective against this, or and if that's true, you know, we can get through it. But there's not a lot of good news for the president out there right now. And his poll numbers show that.
You know, when you speak of that, the approval ratings, I mean, they've been like this even with Trump, too. Underwater by so many points and, you know, at high at best by around 42%. Is that the new normal?
No, I don't think so. I do think that there is. Again, I think there is a growing unhappiness with Washington, a growing, you know, Trump ran against Washington. He ran against the swamp. He's not the first presidential candidate to do that. I mean, we keep thinking that, you know, something's happening for the first time, but it very seldom happens for the first time. I covered Ronald Reagan's campaign in 1980 where he ran against the Puzzle Palace on the Potomac. He was almost as critical of Washington as Trump was. And we've had a long history of particularly of conservative Republicans running against Washington. And so there is sort of this built-in negative idea about government and the built-in negative idea about how effective and how efficient government is. And Republicans have been very successful at running against big government and high taxes and big spenders. So there is a built-in suspicion of government, but it's also true that in people's lives, government can make a difference. And down the road, the infrastructure bill will make a difference. Down the road, if the Build Back Better bill is passed, there are going to be a lot of families who are going to benefit from this. There are a lot of families who benefited from the stimulus bill that was passed earlier this year. A lot of folks, you know, with children got tax credits that made a big difference in their lives. So, you know, the rhetoric is anti-Washington, but sometimes the programs can actually help people.
Steve, as always, appreciate the time. That's Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us live this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.